The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-Esquire's karaoke and pizza. Mid-Esquire's, another day, another mid-Esquire. This time, Virgin. Took a little bit of a 45-degree nosedive. We talked about things that went wrong in the air. Oh, it was scary. Also, hot chili karaoke. That's a new segment where me or Lou put a chili in our mouth and continue to sing a fascinating duet. Who has the chili? Well, that's up to you to figure out. Also, crazy pizzas. I experienced a very crazy pizza on my Thailand holiday. And crazy pizzas are here to stay in 2020. Crazy pizzas are plenty. Enjoy the quickie.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
Mid-air horror as Virgin Flight suddenly nosedives before pilot makes an emergency announcement and oxygen masks fall from above. It's a real long-winded title there, but there's a lot of information to get in. Virgin Flight took off from Adelaide Airport on Sunday night, bound for Perth. Just a cheeky two-hour flight. You'd never think that, would you? Do you do that? When you're on a flight and you're a little bit worried, you're like, oh, I wonder if this plane's going to go down today. And you're like, no, I couldn't imagine on the news them saying, oh, a plane has crashed from Adelaide bound for Perth. It'd have to be like
a long flight.
Singapore bound for Barcelona. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You just never know, Lakey.
Well, you don't, but I just like to pretend that I'm a psychic and can tell what the news readers would read out. And Adelaide to Perth just doesn't strike me as one of the hot spots. Nevertheless, an issue with cabin pressurisation resulted in a descent. One passenger, Dylan Giles, told 7 News, we started sort of nosediving at a 45-degree angle almost. I love that he said almost. So this is a man who...
straight down.
Well, according to Dylan Giles, it was a 45-degree angle. He said he braced for the worst when the pilot announced there was an issue and the masks began to drop. Well, that's your worst nightmare, isn't it? Because sometimes you can get away with it. Oh, yeah, it's just turbulence. It's just a little bit of pothole in the sky. And you look around, the air hostesses, they're not seem to be too worried about it. They're still pushing their little trolley along. But the second the captain speaks, the second those TVs pause and there's a PA announcement from the captain and then the oxygen mask drop down,
nope.
You know you're in a bit of trouble.
No time for that.
You ever had any mid-air scares?
No, I've heard one time there was a lot of turbulence going and I proceeded to grab the large overweight man sitting next to me. I grabbed his hand.
Yeah,
so
nice.
we were holding hands passionately while the turbulence was going.
Embarrassing for you, and I can tell you feel a little bit ashamed. If it makes you feel any better, he would have loved every second of that, so don't beat yourself
probably
up about it. 13, 10, 60.
What was your mid-air scare?
Mid-air scares on 13, 10, 60. What was it? What happened up in the sky? I must have told you the story about how that lady died on my flight.
No?
Must have been Singapore or Dubai, one of those central ones. And we were supposed to go to Paris, but we had to stop in Amsterdam because someone died. It was nighttime and all the cabin lights were off and then all of a sudden it all came on and the captain said, oh, is there any medical professional on board? And they said it a second time. The air hostesses were all running around and, got those little electrical things, try to, kickstart their heart again.
Yeah.
No dice. Had a good crack at her for about an hour and a half. Nothing.
So just a dead person on your plane and you have to wait till you land.
Yeah. So there was a couple of spare seats, so they moved everyone and they just laid her down in the middle on the floor.
No.
Yeah, they did. They stuck up all the armrests and then her little feet were dangling out the end.
That quite inappropriate.
Yeah, I know. It was weird. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how close I was to death. I was just in a big pressurized can of death.
The big coffin.
And then her foot was dangling off the edge and I had to walk back and go to the toilet because I'm a bit of a sick freak. I just let my knee just graze her toe.
Okay,
it was weird.
That's too far even.
I think it was the cabin pressure. I wasn't thinking right.
Oh my.
It was the altitude.
Lakey.
Anyway, she was still warm. It doesn't count. 13, 10, 60. Mid-air scares. Chantel, on 13, 10, 60, you had a mid-air scare?
Yes, I flew with 3 girlfriends. We flew to South America. We were going to Peru and had to get an internal flight. And I got stood up and was a little bit hot and bothered. And then I just collapsed in the aisle. And They were literally over the PA, is there a doctor in the house? And there was two on board. And my body was just all floppy and limp. And, yeah, they came over and made sure I was okay, but they wanted to turn the plane around. And my considerate girlfriend's like, no, we need to get to Peru. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that. I think just because one faints, let's not turn the whole plane around and ruin everyone else's holiday. Just stick her in the recovery position and hope for the best. Yeah, not bad, though. Not bad. They should make it law that there's one. I mean, there's two doctors on your plane and there was no doctors on my plane.
Yeah, you should have to have a doctor
need
on the
doctor
plane.
Need a doctor on every plane. Yeah. We could have a different situation then. Matt, you had a mid-air scare.
Yeah, me and my beautiful girlfriend were flying up from Melbourne to Sydney, and the plane got hit by lightning twice. The first one we barely noticed, and I remember my partner grabbing my arm and just like, I was freaking out. Like, I'm a nervous flyer as it is. And then the second one, like, we just, like, the whole plane went bang and shook, and then, wow, like, we landed in Sydney, like, in this storm, and got off the plane, and like, it was, it took ages to actually get off the plane because they had to land the plane and actually ground it properly. And it was crazy. We did some shots after that.
Yeah, I bet you did. And thank God you had your beautiful girlfriend there.
I was just thinking the same thing, Lakey. Thank God for that.
Thank God that sexy girlfriend of yours was right next to you. Oh, wait.
Yep.
From the time that your gorgeous girlfriend grabbed you the first time, how much time surpassed until the second lightning strike where you had to embrace your insatiable girlfriend again?
Well, look, she had to tell me to stop screaming, but it was a tremendous event. No, it was actually bloody, it was scary.
Tremendous event.
I'm so here for Matt's adjectives. I'm so here for Matt's plain adjectives.
Another one.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. Hot. Chilly. Karaoke.
Hot chilly karaoke. Things just got hot in here. Is that's going to work? Me and Shuey Louie will be singing a great karaoke duet. One of us will secretly be eating a hot chilli. It's up to you to decide who is eating the hot chilli and who indeed can just sing perfectly normally. Now, Anna, me and Shuey Louie, no matter who gets the chilli, our job is to try and remain as composed and as on pitch as possible and not to give away the obvious fact that there's a whole red cayenne chilli in our mouth.
I'm not looking forward to this. I don't cope well with heat.
This is the chilli that we're working with tonight, that one of us is about to put in our gob and sing karaoke to. It's the Australian red cayenne pepper. It's in the medium scale of heat, but the low side of medium. Keeping in mind that we'll probably build hotter and hotter as weeks go by.
It keeps going
somewhere.
Well.
Yeah. I'm in the zone. I was a little scared earlier on tonight, but I'm in the zone now. If the wheel that we're about to spin lands on me, I'm going singing over chili pain every day of the week. I'm going to decompartmentalise. I've got enough time. I've got the ad breaks after this to yak me guts up and scream and get me milk. I'm in it for the karaoke this time.
Well, I'm not looking forward to this.
Give the wheel a spin. Obviously, once the wheel lands, we're not going to celebrate and go on. We're going to remain silent because obviously we'll give it away. But give it a spin. This will determine who will have the chili and will not.
Let's get into it.
It's going to be Shuey Louie or myself. Okay, the wheel has stopped. And we both know who will be eating the red cayenne chili. Now, James, you're on the line. Hello, James.
Yo.
Yo. It's up to you to guess who has the hot chili in their mouth as we sing the karaoke. If you get it right, you score yourself a prize. Here we go. The chili will be put in the mouth and the song will start in 3, 2, 1.
We're flying, there's not a star in heaven that we can reach.
If we're trying, yeah, we're breaking free.
you know the world can see us in a way that's different to who we are.
Creating space between us, till we're separate hearts.
But your faith, it gives me strength
to believe.
We're breaking free!
There's not a star in heaven that we can reach.
If we're trying,
yeah, we're breaking free.
Oh.
No, that's good. Who's got the hot chili in their mouth, James?
Chili Louie.
Chili Louie, do you have the hot chili in your mouth?
No! How was that, Lakey?
Iron tongue, Lakey.
Not at one point, I heard it in your voice.
Yeah, because it was in my throat. There was a seed stuck in my throat. But I remained calm. And I fooled you, James. I fooled you good. Okay, you hang up. We'll play a song. I'm going to the bathroom. Good, yes.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Daily Lakey Late Show quickie.
Domino's have released a new garlic bread pizza. Oh, yeah.
Don't mind it
at all. And nor does the person who wrote this little editorial. How's this? Their words, not mine. Domino's have finally done it. They've somehow managed to master the perfect combination of cheesy garlic bread goodness as a pizza topping. And no, we ain't talking about a simple garlic pizza, people. We are talking about frickin' garlic bread pieces on top of the frickin' pizza.
No.
3 exclamation marks. 2020. What an actual time to be alive. And it's only the second week.
So true.
No,
so
wait.
True.
So is this like how there's the Mr. Wedge pizza and there's four wedges on it?
Whoa. Is that some sort of Kiwiism that you've just dropped
there? Well, you guys don't have the Mr. Wedge.
Is that the Mr. Wedge pizza with some pickish thuns and wedges
on
it?
Do you guys not have Mr. Wedge? Well, picture a pizza with like a barbecue base and then it's got just wedges on top and cheese.
Don't mind that.
Yeah, it's delicious. But that's what I'm imagining with the garlic bread. So it's just little hunks.
Big hunks of bread.
Oh, that's just a carb overload. Grow up, you know?
Well, it's a good time to be alive. It's only the second week. Got me thinking about crazy pizzas on 131060. And there's also another little article floating around. And correct me if you haven't seen this, Shuey Louie, but here's the second article I got in front of me. Forget pineapple. Kiwi on pizza is now a thing.
Kiwi fruit.
Pizza now.
No. I'm all for a bit of sweet. Like, I don't mind the old pineapple on the pizza, but kiwi fruit? Come on.
Look, I feel someone is stuck back in 2019. It's 2020.
Have you
We're
tried
two weeks
it?
In. What a freaking time to be alive. 2020 is the year of the pizza revolution. The Sabbath predicted it. It's where you can put things on pizza that wouldn't usually have a place back in 2019. Now it's 2020. Things are different.
No.
I'll have you know, when I was on my Thailand holiday, I was at the beach and I was looking through the pizza menu there watching a sunset at Koh Lanta, and I had a banana, curry sauce and chicken pizza. Get around me.
Wow.
Well, I wouldn't have done that last year, you see. I wouldn't have done it last year.
See, like,
but it's 2020.
Just combining two fat meals into one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a curry, no, three, sorry, curry, banana sundae, and a pizza all in one.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Stick to your basics like a margarita.
Call me Bruno Mars, because that's what I like.
The Italians would be disgusted. You're meant to have three things on a pizza, very basic and simple.
I'm disgusted at the Italians. Let's talk crazy pizzas.
Crazy pizzas. Crazy pizzas.
Let's get real crazy. Let's talk crazy pizzas. Ooh.
Yeah, let's talk crazy pizzas on 131060. Anything goes now. It's 2020. This kind of content we couldn't have done last year. We were so close-minded. Craziest thing you've seen on a pizza, the don't knock it till you try it. All of that kind of thing, I reckon. Give us a bell now. Crazier than the curry banana? Crazier than the kiwi? You know, someone commented on the Instagram, peas and mayo. Don't knock it till you try it.
Grim.
And Mary Ann on 131060, you got yourself a nice crazy pizza. Yeah?
Hello.
Hey, Mary Ann, I've been here. I've been here for the last 25 minutes waiting for your crazy pizza call. What is it?
Yeah, it's chocolate.
Well, mm-hmm. I've had a fair few dessert pizzas in my time.
Yeah, chocolate and pizza.
Mm. So chocolate acts as the tomato sauce base?
Yes, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's
I get like, around this.
Was there anything else? Is there anything else on it? Like a few little marshmallows or strawberries or anything? Or is it just literally a pizza base?
Yeah, probably like, you know, Nutella? Those little what are they called? Those noughts and crosses things? Like
oh, hundreds and thousands. Hundreds and thousands.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, noughts and crosses, hundreds and thousands, yep. same thing.
It sounds like something for a three-year-old.
Well, I like that Marianne said probably, indicating that she hasn't tried that before. We're trying to save face, not wanting to be outed on national radio that she just spreads Nutella all over a pizza. It's looking a little bare, but I like where you're going. David on 131060, Crazy Pizza.
Vegemite and cheese.
Yeah, nice.
See, I love this because I love a cheesy mite scroll, and it's basically the exact same thing, but hot.
I'd imagine.
Hot.
Yeah, the melted cheese and the Vegemite comes through, and you just roll it up into a mini scroll and just bite it, and the cheese just drips and runs, and yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
It's getting me going, David. Mm.
Riddle me this one, Slippery D. Do you make this yourself, or are you purchasing it at a store?
When I was in the army up in Newcastle, there used to be a small pizza place that would do it for us.
Right.
But now, because we're in Melbourne, it's very hard to find the people doing the Vegemite. They're more interested in the Nutella ones.
Yeah, and that's Melbourne's downfall. It always has been. There's a lack of Vegemite and cheese pizzas going around.
Did you say they sell these in Newcastle?
Yes, they used to when I met my wife there in 1990.
Okay, probably still not there. I was going to say, I could take a long road trip to find myself at Newcastle just for one of these pizzas.
I bet you could. Jody on 131060. Crazy Pizza?
It's the secret pizza.
Stop press? Don't you be throwing around the S-bomb on this show without explaining yourself. Nope, too highbrow. What is the secret pizza?
The secret pizza is a pizza folded in half, and inside is lasagna and pineapple.
It's even testing the most open-minded of pizza connoisseurs now. Folded in half.
Jody, that's with the three fat meals in one.
That is very bad. No good. Nah, just sticking to the facts. Okay.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.